Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. You know that feeling when you come home from a big, soul-stretching journey, and you just need a moment to land? That has been me these past few weeks. Between travels and my live yin yoga teacher training on Kopangan, life has been really full in the best possible way. And now I'm finally back, ready to share what's been unfolding, what I have learned, and what's coming next. It's been a little while since you have heard from me, and for a good reason. I have been on the road, teaching, holding space, and watching an incredible group of teachers and practitioners step into the deep waters of trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians. We gathered on Kopangan for 100 hours of stillness, exploration, laughter, and of course, yes, a few tears. Not just the I am tired kind, but those beautiful moments when something shifts, when old tension finally finds a way out, and when people feel truly seen and understood. One thing I always remind my students of is the training doesn't end when you get your certificate. The real work and the real magic begins only after. And honestly, my heart is full. I feel so deeply grateful for each person who showed up with their courage, curiosity, and willingness to dive into this work. It's not always easy to look at your own patterns, our nervous system responses, or the things we've been holding on to. But the group did it with such openness, grace, humor, and mutual support. I am watching my graduates step back into their communities, bringing a gentler, more attuned presence to their classes and daily life. Some are already weaving trauma awareness into their teaching. Others are slowing down, reflecting on their own nervous system needs before they start holding space for others. It's the integration phase that excites me the most, because it's proof that this work doesn't just stay on the yoga mat, it really ripples out into life. So if you've been curious about joining a live training, the next 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training is happening this December, again on Kopangan. These trainings are small, immersive, and deeply personal. So if your gut says this is my time, you might want to start planning now. But I know that not everyone can commit to a 100-hour course at once. That's why I'm also creating something brand new, a 30-hour Yoga Alliance certified trauma awareness course. It's designed for yoga teachers and dedicated practitioners who want to deepen their understanding of trauma sensitivity, nervous system support, and safe space holding without having to commit to an extensive teacher training. You will be able to join it live on Kopangan or online from anywhere. I will be sharing all the details very soon, so stay tuned for that. Taking a step back these past few weeks reminded me that rest and space are just as important for productivity as they are for nervous system health. While I went quiet, that silence was full of processing, learning, and inspiration for the next chapter. If you've been in a season of pause yourself, trust that it's not wasted time. Sometimes we need the space to breathe so that the next step can find us. As always, thank you for being here, for listening, and for doing this work in your own way, in your own time. I'll hear you in the next one. If today's episode resonated and you feel called to explore this work more deeply, here are a few gentle next steps you can take. Download my free ebook on meridians, emotions, and yin yoga. It's a beautiful starting point for understanding the connection between your body, mind, and energy. If you would like to take things a step further, you can also download my free trauma awareness webinar called Trauma-Informed Yoga Foundations. Or join me for a live 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training in Thailand. Upcoming dates and links will be shared in the description. If you can't travel at the moment, you can also join the waitlist for my online self-paced 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga teacher training launching in December 2025. Curious what my training is like? Watch the teacher training demo video and my graduate reviews. You can also work with me one-on-one for private mentoring. And finally, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss any future episodes. I will share the links to all these offerings in the description. Thank you for listening, for showing up for yourself, and for being part of this community. Until next time, take a deep breath, and I'll see you in the next episode.